Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah told us that if somebody shechts a Karban Pesach Shaloi Lo'oichlov, then he's chayiv a Karban Chatas because the Karban Pesach is pasul. The Gemara asks that according to the Man D'Yomar that holds Mekalkel B'chabura is Potter, the Mishnah says in Shabbos that Kol HaMekalkel in Pturin. There is a Machloikas in Daf Kovav Med Aleph in Shabbos if there's an exception to this rule. One of the possible exceptions to the rule that Kol HaMekalkel in Pturin, that a person who does something that's a destructive act on Shabbos is Potter, is Mekalkel B'chabura. There is a Shita that Mekalkel B'chabura is Chayev, and there's another Shita that Mekalkel B'chabura is Potter. According to the Man D'Yomar, that Mekalkel B'chabura is Potter, so why would the person over here, when he shechts a carbon pesach and it's not a good carbon, why would it be chayav a carbon chatas? He should be potter because of mekalkel. So the Gemara tries various ways to understand what type of tikkun the person could have been achieving when he did this shechita. The Gemara says that the case of shechta shaloi lo'oichlov, you are misakein le'inyin the fact that im olu lo yerdu. There's a rule that pasul karbonis, when they went on the mizbeach, they don't go down from the mizbeach, but that's only if they had a kosher shechita. So this shechita is a tikkun le'inyin the din of im olu lo yerdu. The problem is, says the Gemara, that rule of im olu lo yerdu does not apply to a mum. It's only something that's psule b'kodesh. A mul is something that was pasul even before the person generated a psul through his shechita. And therefore, the Gemara says, you need to explain how you're misakin in the case of balmum. The Gemara says that you're misakin b'doikin sheba'ayin, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that there's a din of m'ol ala yerdu by the type of mum called doikin sheba'ayin. Doikin sheba'ayin is special because it's the type of mum that a oif does not have. Since an oif doesn't have that mum, therefore Rabbi Kiva says that it is, since it's kosher ba'oifis, so there's din of m'olu lo yerdu. So you're a misakin le'inyin, the mum of doikin sheba'ayin. The Gemara then asks that in the Mishnah it says that if a person shechted a carbon benim to treifa b'seisir is potter, we can make a diak from that if it was begaloi, chayiv. Now why would you be chayiv a carbon chatas if you found a treifas which was begaloi? That is something which the halacha is im alu yerdu. The Gemara says that the takana, the tikkun that you made was lohoitzi midei nevela. Then the Gemara asks from a braisa in Chulin, which talks about a person who shechted a carbon chatas on Shabbos, Bachutz, outside the Azara, La'avod Azara. So he did three things wrong. It's a carbon chatas, you're not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos, and he did it outside the Azara, and he did it La'avod Azara. He shechted it La'avod Azara. So the Gemara says, you're chayv three chatois. What was the tikkun? There's no tikkun for a person who shechts a animal La'avod Azara, because the takana that we were talking about before, the tikkun that you were moitzi midei nevela, doesn't exist. Because moitzi midei nevela means that you at least generated a tikkun le'inyan taira. You took it out of tumas nevela. However, when you shecht something La'avod Azara, the din is that it becomes tamei even be'oil. So what tikkun is there? The Gemara answers that you are misakin it, you are moitzi midei aver min hachai. There's a machloikis Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel over here. What does that mean, that you're misakin midei aver min hachai? Rashi learns that the takana that you brought about, the tikkun that you did, was to be machshir it for bnei noyach. A goy who would now eat it would not get killed. A goy is mitzuva in the isra of aver min hachai, and now that you shechted it, it's no longer aver min hachai. The Rabbeinu Chananel learns that when we say you are misakin it because you're moitzi midei aver min hachai, what we mean is as follows. The halacha is that in order to be over the Isser of Nevelo, you have to have dafka a kezayis of basar. Mashenkin, the Isser Eva Menachai, you do not need a kezayis of basar. Rather, you need some basar together with gidon va'atzamois, and if that all together is a full kezayis, then you get malchus mishum Eva Menachai. So the Rebbeinu Chananel says that the takana, the tikkun that the person brought about through his shechita, was that before his shechita, if the person were to have a partial kezayis of basar, as long as in addition to that he had gidon va'atzamois, he would get malchus. Now that he shechted it, it's no longer Eva Menachai, and the only way you could get malchus is if you have a full kezayis of basar. Now I imagine that the Rabbeinu Chananel did not want to learn like Rashi, because he feels that to say that something is considered a takana, you were misakin something because now a goy will not be nerag if he eats it, is not really called a tikkun. A tikkun has to be a tikkun for a Yisro. But why does Rashi not want to learn like Rabbeinu Hananel? Rabbeinu Hananel told us that there's a tikkun even for a Yisrael. Rashi seems to disagree with this. Otherwise, he wouldn't come with a etza that you were misakined for Ben Noach, that he's not going to get killed, Mishum Eva Menachai. So I believe we can answer this question as follows. If you'll notice on this Rashi, Midei Eivrim and Achai, there is a tzion of Reb Kiv Eiger. In the Gilyan Hashas, Reb Kiv Eiger says, Ayin Turei Evan Chagiga Yud Beizam Yud Beiz De Ramaschel Ein Oser. If you look at that Turei Evan in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beizam Yud Beiz, you'll notice that it has absolutely nothing to do with our topic. And in the Sefer Devar Shmuel, he says that there must have been some sort of mistake. Reb Kveger told us to look in that Turi Evan, but it's really not connected to our sugya. However, there is a Turi Evan over there in Chagiga, not Daf Yud Beis Mebeis, but on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, not Dibur Maschel Ein Osir, but in Dibur Maschel Ein Moisrin, where the Turi Evan does have a discussion about our sugya. Over there, the Turi Evan is discussing the question as to whether a goy is over the iser of lo yidbak biyotcha mu'uma min acherim. We know that the halacha is that if something is to krevis avodah zarah, if something is shayach to avodah zarah, you're not allowed to have any anah. A yid is not allowed to have anah from it. Lo yidbak biyotcha mu'uma min acherim. And the Turi Evan over there is trying to be mechadish that although a goy is mitzuvah in avodah zarah, he's not mitzuvah in the special din that you're not allowed to be nene from avodah zarah. He says nehi de al avodah zarah mitzuvin, even though they are mitzuvah in avodah zarah, al hanoas avodah zarah umeshamsheha v'tekroy veseha, on the din that you're not allowed to be nene from avodah zarah and the meshamshe avodah zarah and tekroyves avodah zarah loy matzinu shiyu mitzuvin. Then he goes and brings a raya from our sugya. He says that the Gemara asks according to the Mandiyar Makaka b'chabura Shabbos Potter from the Braisa of Ashoichet b'Shabbos b'chutz l'avodizara chayev shlosh chatois. Matikin, what were you misakin? The Gemara answers, you were moitzi midei evim minachai. He then brings Rashi, our Rashi, who says that when we say you're being misakin, shem moitzi midei evim minachai, it means shem ochel ben noyach enei nerag. Asks the Turi Evan, V'i ben noyach mitzuvin alav lo yidbak biyot chamum in amacherim, if a ben noyach is mitzuvah on that lav, you still weren't misakin anything. Because even for a ben noyach, it's very nice that you got rid of the iser of Eivrim and Achai, but he still has a problem with being nene from Avodah Zarah. Continues the Turi Evan, V'leka l'meimer, you can't say, D'mikom makam nafgamina b'hosh ma'itziyah midei Eivrim and Achai. Even if we are to say that a goy is mitzuvah in the iser of lo yidbak biyot chamum in amacherim, you still have a nafgamina in that we are moitzim from the Isra Eivrim Achai, Vafilu Yisrael, even for Yisrael, we took away the Isra Eivrim Achai. What's the nafgamina? The ilu mishum la yidbak ein achayv elam kein oichu kazayis min abasar l'chudoy. If it were only for the Isra of la yidbak biyot chamu umam min acherim, perhaps he says, you're only over that Isra if you have a kazayis of basar. Masha ein kein the Isra Eivrim Achai, we know you're over even if there's no full kazayis basar, like we mentioned earlier from the Rabbeinu Hananel, that as long as you have Basar gidin vatsomis, and altogether it amounts to a kazayis, you're over the iser. So therefore, says the Turi Evan, maybe the tikkun that you generated was that now it's not going to be possible to give him malchus unless you have a complete kazayis of basar. Says the Turi Evan, that's also not an option. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk of layidbak biyotcha mu'umim and acherim the word achila. Why should I say that you need dafka kazayis of basar? It says layidbak mu'umah. Stomach siv, vafil kol shuba mashma. That is the Turi Evan's raya from our sugya that a goy is not mitzuvah in the iser of layidbak biyotcham umma min acherim. If a goy were to be mitzuvah, then you didn't bring about any tikkun, because even though you took care of the iser evim min achai, but you're still left with the iser of layidbak biyotcham umma min acherim, therefore it must be that a goy is not mitzuvah. Now, from the Rabbeinu Hananel that we mentioned earlier, it's muchach that he holds that the iser of layidbak biyotcha mu'uma min acherim requires a kazayis. How is that muchach? Because the Rabbeinu Hananel says that the tikkun that we're talking about in our sugya is talking about a tikkun for a yid, not for a guy. What is the tikkun? The tikkun is that when you shecht it, you now require a kazayis basar in order to be over the iser, because the only iser that's left is the iser nevela. So before you shechted it, the iser evim menachai was easier to be over on. You got malchus as long as you had a kazayis of the combined basar gidin vatsamis. Now that you shechted it, you only get malchus if you have a full kazayis of basar. The obvious question on the Rabbeinu Hananel is the question that the Turi Evan just asked on himself. How could you say that you generated a tikkun, that in order to be oiver, you need dafka a kezayis a basar, whereas before you needed less than a kezayis a basar, you just needed the combined kezayis? That's not true, because even now you are oiver with a mashahu, because it says and it doesn't say dafka achila. It's muchach from this question that the Rabbeinu Hananel holds that in order for a person to be oiver the iser of layidbak biyadcha mu'umam and acherim through the means of eating, he needs to eat dafka kezayis. Meaning that we only consider kezayis to be hanas achila. If it's less than a kezayis, it's not considered hanas achila. You're not over the iser of layidbak biyadcha mu'umam and acherim. Or alternatively, you could say that the Rabbeinu Hananel holds that you need to have al kol panim a shear of a hanas shavapruta when you're neneh from avodah zarah. And therefore, it's possible that the case in which you generated a tikkun was a case in which a kezayis of combined basar gidin vatsamis does not amount to the hanah of a shavapruta. Al kol panim, it's muchach that there is a shear for the Isser of Layidbak Yachman Umam and Acherim, unlike the Hanukha of the Turi Evan. Now, it could be that the reason why Rashi didn't want to learn like the Rabbeinu Hananel is because he assumed for a Dover Pashit like the Turi Evan that you're over the Isser of Layidbak Yachman Umam and Acherim with a Mashahu. And since you're over with a Mashahu, there's no way to say that you're a Misakin for a Yisrael. Le'inyan, that he now needs a Kezayas of Basar, because it's not true. You don't need a Kezayas of Basar since you also have the Isser of Layidbak Yachman Umam and Acherim. It's possible, it's not muchach, but it's possible that the Rabbeinu Hananel rejected Rashi's pshat because he had the kasha of the Turi Evan. Perhaps the Rabbeinu Hananel held that you do have the iser of liyidbak biyotcha mu'um and acherim by a goy as well, and therefore it wouldn't have helped us to say that you got rid of the iser of menachai because you'll be left with the iser of liyidbak biyotcha mu'um and acherim. The reason why this is not muchach is because, like we mentioned earlier, that it's possible that the reason why the Rabbeinu Hananel rejected Rashi's pshat is because he held that it's not considered a tikkun when you do something for a goy. It needs to be a tikkun for a Yisrael. But if we don't want to say that you need dafka tikkun for a Yisrael, it's enough to do a tikkun for a goy, then you could say that the Rabbeinu Hananel disagrees with the premise of the Turi Evan. He holds that the goy also has the Isra of Liyidbak Biyachim Umen Menachayrim, and therefore it's not going to help you to get rid of the Isra Ever Menachai. The Kresi Uplesi in Simas Samach Beis, Sifkot and Beis, explains that the Rambam has to hold like the Rabbeinu Hananel. He actually doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Hananel, but he says his own pshat, Lefishit Sarambam, how to explain what the tikkun was in our sugya. Because he says that the Rambam Shita is, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Gyur, Halacha Yud Aleph, that a Ben Noyach, although he's Mitzuvah of an Eivor Menachai, he is not Nerek if he eats Eivor Menachai of an oif, of a bird. Now, the place he asks that the Gemara in Chulin brings our Braisa about a person who shechted a chatos b'chutz on Shabbos l'avodah zarah, our Braisa, and the Gemara explains that our Braisa is talking about a chatos ha'oif. If the Braisa is talking about a chatos ha'oif, and our Gemara says that the tikkun was that you were misakin from the Isra Eivor Menachai, and Rashi says l'ben noyach, the Rambam cannot learn our sugya. Why are you chayiv? What was the tikkun? You took it out of Eivor Menachai. There's no Eivor Menachai for Ben Noyach. Says the Plesi that the Rambam would have to learn that the tikkun was for Yisrael, and the tikkun was that you now need a full kezayis basar to get Malkus, like we explained, al pi the Rabbeinu Hananel. So it's not surprising, because the Rabbeinu Hananel is one of the Rabbeim of the Rambam, and therefore he very well may have learned the Gemara the way the Rabbeinu Hananel learned the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chulin Daf Mem brings an interesting kasha on our Rashi. The Shoyal, who was writing to him, asked him the following question. He says, the Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Kuvov that in order to get around the problem of Mekalkel, you have to have that the tikkun happened b'shas the kilkel. Therefore, he asks, how could we say that the tikkun over here was that you were misakin through your shechita, that a goy will not be over the iser ever menachai? He says, at the time of the shechita, you haven't yet achieved that heter. Why not? Because the animal is still mefarcheses. An animal, even after you do the shechita, does not fully die. And he says that for a goy, that really should be usser. The reason why we know a goy is allowed to eat mefarcheses, an animal that's moving around and is not usser b'isser ever menachai, is only because a yid, since the yid has heter shechita, the yid is mutter b'mefarcheses midin ever menachai, because the heter shechita says that there's no longer an isser ever menachai. Since for a yid it's mutter, there's a rule called mi'ika midi, de li yisrael mishra shari, la'akum aser. There's never something that for a yid is mutter and for a goy is aser. Therefore, a goy has to become mutter b'mefarcheses as soon as you did the shechita. Even though for a goy there really is no heter shechita. The rule of mi'ikamidi comes along and says that it's mutter for a goy as well. says the Shoyal, who asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is Kasha, that's all true in a case where a Yid is Mutter. In our case, a Yid is anyway Aser, because of Tekrevis Avodah Zarah, and because of the Iser Shkutei Chutz. Since for a Yid, it's going to be Aser anyway, we lose the time of Mi'ika Midi, and then it should go back to the rule that a Goy doesn't have Heter Shchita, and a Goy should be Aser in Mefar Cheses, Midin Eber Menachai. So he asks on our Rashi, how is it possible for Rashi to say that there's a tikkun as soon as you do the shechita for a goy? The tikkun has to come b'shas the kilkel, like Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Kuvav. Answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger, your assumption, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that because the yid has some side iser, therefore there should no longer be the heter for a goy, because the whole heter is built on mi'ika midi, is an incorrect assumption. He says all the Achronim disagree with this assumption. The Baal Teres Chaim in his Chedushim Chulin Daf Chof says that when a person shechts behemoth tmeya, then we say that a goy would be usher while it's mefarcheses. That's because the maisa shechita for a behemoth tmeya doesn't have on it a shame maisa shechita. Therefore, it's not like that maisa shechita does anything for a yid. Since the maisa shechita doesn't do anything for a yid, we can't say miika midi li yisrael mishra shari that it's mutter for a yid and for a goy it's usher. It's not because of the side isser of behemoth tmeya that creates that it's usher for ben noyach. Rather, the fact that the behemoth tmeya doesn't have a shem shechita means that there is never a rule to Yisrael Mishra Shari in a case of behemoth tmeya. So therefore, there's no mi'ika midi saying that for a goy it should be mutter, and it goes back to the din that a goy would be aser midin ever menachai. But that's all true when you don't have a shem shechita. He says, what happens, for example, by a treifa? If a yid were to shecht a treifa, that shechita helps to get rid of tumas nevela. The animal is now has a kosher shechita, but there's an iser treifa. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, in such a case, since it has a shem shechita, that shechita would be matir mefracheses for a ben noyach. And that goes with the rule of mi'ika midi di Yisrael mishra shari la'akum aser. You cannot be oyser something for a goy that is mutter for a yid, even though the yid is not allowed to eat it because he has an iser treifa, but since the shechita helps to get rid of the iser nevela, it also has to get rid of the iser eva menachai for a goy, and a goy will be mutter by mefarcheses. So too, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in our case, although it's true that the yid cannot eat this animal because of the tekrevis of a rizara, but as far as the shechita is concerned, it had a kosher maaser shechita, the rule of mi'ika midi says that a goy now would not have the Isser Eva Menachai. So he says the whole assumption that the Shoyal is making is an incorrect assumption. Furthermore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even if we were to agree with your assumption and say that Mefarcheses in such a case would be Usser to Ben Noyach, he says the whole Kasha doesn't start. Because the Kasha is built on a Tosfos in Shabbos, as we mentioned, on Daf Kuvav, that says that the Tikkun has to be B'Shas the Kilkel. That din, that Tosfos says that the Tikkun has to be B'Shas the Kilkel, is something that Tosfos only says B'Das Rabbi Yehuda. If you take a look at Tosfos in our Sugya, Dibur HaMaschil L'Divrei HaOmer, you'll see that Tosfos explains that our Sugya is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who patters Mekalkel B'Chabura, then you need to have the Tikkun happening B'Shas the Kilkel. Our sugya, Tosfos explains extensively, take a look at the Tosfos, Tosfos explains that our sugya is going according to Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, all you need is that there should be a tikkun b'miktsas. So Reb Shimon really doesn't need there to be a tikkun gomor. It has to be some sort of tikkun. Since it has to be only some sort of tikkun, that tikkun is enough if it's not b'shas, the kilkel. Tosfos is actually machriach this, because Tosfos asks a kasha. They ask, how could you say that we're going according to the Man D'Yomar, Mekalko B'Chabura Potter? If we would be going according to the Man D'Yomar, Mekalko B'Chabura Potter, then Misasik B'Chabura is also Potter. It's a sugya in Krisis, we mentioned this on Daf Ayin Beis, that the sugya in Krisis says that if you hold Mekalko B'Chabura is Potter, then Huadin Misasik B'Chabura is Potter. And since that is true, then in our Mishnah you would never be Chayav Achatas anyway. Because in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case of misasik. The person was misasik with shechita of a different carbon. So if our Mishnah is mechayev you a carbon chatas, in any case, we cannot be going according to Man D'Yomar, Mekalka B'Chabura Potter. Says Tosfos Einachanami, we're not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, who says Mekalka B'Chabura is chayev. However, there has to be some sort of tikkun. So we're going with, really, when the Aruch Gemara says, L'Man D'Yomar, Mekalka B'Chabura Potter, it really is referring to the Man D'Yomar who holds that Mekalka B'Chabura just needs a tikkun koldehu. It needs a little bit of a tikkun. For that man, the Yomer, Tosfos was never mechadish that the tikkun has to be dafka b'shas the kilkel. Therefore, says Rabbi Kivenger, it doesn't bother us that at the time of the shechita there is no heter for the goy to eat midin eiver menachai, because for a tikkun koldehu it's okay if the eiver menachai goes away later. Concerning the chiddush that we just mentioned from Tosfos, that our sugya is not really going according to the Mandi Amar, Mekalka b'chabura potter, because if indeed Mekalka b'chabura is potter, then Misasek b'chabura is also potter, and if Misasek b'chabura is potter, then you can't be chayav a carbon chatas in our sugya, because you're called a Misasek. It's important to note that the Rambam disagrees with this. This is something that the Oneg Yomtev in Simen Chof Aleph points out, and it also seems to be clear from the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Avram Ben HaRambam that's brought down by the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Beis Hilchos Shgogos Halacha Ches, because we know that the sheet of the Rambam, we mentioned this in Daf Ayin Beis, in quite a few places the Rambam paskes Mekalka B'chabura is Potter. Yet the Rambam holds that in the case of our Mishnah, you are Chayev Chatos. Now why should you be Chayev Chatos? The Gemara in Krisis says that if you hold Mekalka B'chabura is Potter, Misasik B'chabura is also Potter, and since you are Misasik, there's no reason for you to be Chayev, because you were planning on shechting a carbon, your plan was to shecht a carbon Pesach, you ended up shechting other carbonis, so that should be called a Misasik, just like the Gemara says in Krisis that when you were trying to be Mal, a Tinek, whose bris is today, and instead you were Mal, a Tinek, that's bris is supposed to be tomorrow, you're called a Misasik, and your potter according to the Mandi Amar Kalka B'chabura potter. Misasik B'chabura is also potter. You're Misasik and your potter. Huadin, in the case of our Mishnah, you were trying to shecht a carbon that was supposed to be geshechten today, a carbon Pesach, and instead you shechted a different carbon. You should be potter midim Misasik. And this is really what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is asking this question. According to the Rambam, you can't give the teretz that Tosfos gives. Tosfos' answer is that we're not really going according to the Mandi Amar Kalka B'chabura potter. We're going according to Reb Shimon. But the Rambam paskins Mekalka B'chabura a potter, and yet he paskins in the case of our Gemara that you'd be chayev achatos. So you have to say that the Rambam is mechalik between the cases, that although the Gemara increases his mavur, that when I had a plan to be mal atinoik, whose bris was today, and then I was mal atinoik, whose bris is supposed to be tomorrow, that is called a misasik, but in the case where a person was trying to shecht a carbon pesach, and he ended up shechting other carbonis, that is not called a misasik. What is the chiluk between the two? One explanation could be that since we're talking about zvachim she'enon ru'uyin, the case of the Mishnah says that your chayev achatas is zvachim that are not really roi lepesach. Rashi says in the Afayim Beis Mebeis that the zvachim that are einan roi lepesach is not called lav toyehu. That's not called a mistake. Since it was einan roi lepesach, those zvachim are so not roi for Pesach, we can't even call you a toye. And if you can't call you a toye, then perhaps we can't even call you a misasik. Misasik means that somebody was involved, he was so bent on shechting the carbon Pesach that he ended up mistaking the carbon Pesach for something else, and he shechted that other thing. Something that you shouldn't have thought was a carbon Pesach, because it's not royal a carbon Pesach, maybe does not have the Tormis Asik. The Oneg Yomtev says a different chilik. The Oneg Yomtev's chilik is that we only apply the Ptur of Misasik by something that you have no real interest in doing today. A tinnik whose bris is tomorrow, there is no interest the person has with doing the Maisa Mila today. Mashenke and other karbonis, since zvachim are oimid from the time that you were mafresh them, they're oimid lahakrova, so really a person's interest is constantly to shecht that carbon. A tinnik whose man is not yet here, he doesn't yet have the interest until this man comes. But the karbonis, as soon as you are mafresh them, they are oimid for hakrova, and therefore I have an interest. Something that a person has an interest in, says the Oneg Yomtev, can never have the Ptur Misasik. Because Misasik means that was something that happened haphazardly and I didn't really intend on doing it. Something that I really want to do and it's always on my mind to do, I'm never called a Misasik. It's considered like I did it with intention. Of course, the nafkamina between the Pshat that we just gave and the Oneg Yomtev's Pshat is in the other cases the Mishnah where the Zvachim that were Ru'uyin to be brought as the Karban Pesach, we know that you're Potter, but the question is why you're Potter. According to our pshat, you would be pater midin misasik. Because our pshat is that the only reason why in the case of zvachim that are not ru'uyin, you don't have pater misasik, is because since they're not ru'uyin, lav toyehu. But in the case where they are ru'uyin, the mishnah paters you, we could say midin misasik, and that's exactly how we explain shittas Rambam and daf ayin beis. However, according to Oneg Yomtev, the whole din of pater misasik would not apply to our mishnah, even in the cases where the zvachim are ru'uyin, because since the moment you were mafresh them, they were supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, they don't have the din like the Tinaik, whose bris does not take place until tomorrow. The Gemara says, Amrav Huna Amarav, Asham Shenitik L'Ri'iyah V'Shachtai Stam Kosher La'Oila. What this means is that there is a halacha that whenever you have an Asham, that cannot be brought as an Asham. For example, the Bailam died, or the Bailam lost the Asham and then used a different carbon, found this asham. So we have something that was hooked as an asham, but cannot be brought as an asham. The Bailam already got their kapara. The halacha is that you're supposed to let it be yira achi yistoiv. You have to let it graze until it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, you sell it, and you use the money for a oila. So Rav Huna is saying b'shem Rav that the moment it was nitik l'ri'iyah, you sent it out to pasture, you let it go and graze in order that it should get a mum, that is already taking a step towards its being used as an oila, because what you're eventually going to do is, when it gets a mum, sell it and bring the oila with the money that you get from the sale. Therefore, it already has a shem oila, and if you would bring it now, you would check that animal now before it gets a mum, it would already be kosher as an oila. So the Gemara's medayik from this, that you see that you don't really have to be oiker the shame asher from it, because it says you were shoichet the animal stam. You didn't even say, I'm shechting it the shame oila. Even so, we see that it's kosher as an oila, and therefore the Gemara says, you see that you don't need akira, since it's oimet to eventually become an oila, so you don't have to be oiker the shame asher from it. It's already nisaker from it, the shame oila. So the Gemara says, ihachi ki loy nitik nami. Even when you didn't send it out to pasture, this should be true. Because as soon as the Bailam got a kapar from a different carbon, we know that this thing is oimid for that purpose. It's going to eventually become an oila. So why do you have to be menatik it by sending it out to pasture? The Gemara answers by saying that that's really a gzeira. La'oilam, even when you didn't send it out to pasture, it would be considered kosher as an oil if you were to shecht it. But we're afraid that even before the Bailam receive a kapara from a different carbon, we're worried that somebody's going to go and shecht this animal, and people are going to think that it's kosher over there also as an oila. So we make a gzeira, la'acher kapara atu lefnei kapara. Toisvis in Dibra Maschil Osham is mechiach from our Shakvitarya that the whole din of Re'ia, the whole din that you have to send the animal out to pasture in order to achieve the state in which it's kosher as an oila, is a din drabonet. Meaning to say that if the person did not send it out to pasture and then shechted it, you see from our sugya that really midairaisa it would be kosher as an oila. The only reason why you have to send it out to pasture is to take care of the gzeira, that people shouldn't mix up lifnei kapara with la'acher kapara. Toisvis asks on this from Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos Daf Dalet brings Rav Huna Amar Rav's memra and learns it out from a pasuk. The Gemara says, "My time Amar Kro Hu Bhaviyasi Yehei," which means that Asham remains an Asham until you do something like Nitak L'Ri'iyah. Asham Hu, it is an Asham, it remains an Asham. Bhaviyasi Yehei. And therefore you see that the Torah is telling us, dindai raisa, that you need nitik l'ri'iyah. Nitik l'ri'iyah is not only a dindar abonah to take care of the gzeira, rather, it doesn't have a shem oil until you actually send it out to pasture. Toisvis gives two terutzim to the kasha. The first terutz Toisvis says b'shem d'ri, and that is that the gzeris akazav of who, that b'avyasa yehei, it remains in asham, is not coming to tell me that it remains in asham until you're menatik yed l'ri'iyah. Rather, it's coming to say that it remains in asham until the Bailam Raniskapru with another carbon. As soon as the Bailam Raniskapru with another carbon, even if you are not menatik l'ri'iyah, if you would check the den midai raisa, it would be kosher as an oila. That means that the identity of it changes with Niskapru Bailam. The gzeris akazav that the identity does not change is going on the case where the Bailam were not yet niskapru. The Sfasemis asks on this in Zvachim, and Daf Hema Beis, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that it remains in Asham until the Bailam are niskapru? It's like any carbon. You can't just go and change the identity of a carbon by shechting it for a different carbon. If you take a look in Toisvis and Menachos Daf Dalet, then you'll see that Toisvis means a little bit more than just the fact that the Bailam wasn't niskapru with another carbon. What Toisvis says over there is that we're talking about a case where the Asham was lost, the Bailam were mafresh a different carbon, and then found it. Now, there is a machloikis in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Dalet, whether when that happens, is the mitzvah to bring the first carbon, the original Asham, or is the mitzvah to bring the second one? Now, if you hold that the mitzvah is to bring the second one, then we could say that the first carbon, although you have not yet received a different kapara from a different carbon, but the first carbon is already designated to eventually become an oila. Memela, we could say that the whole gzer sakosev, that the Asham remains an Asham, and you cannot change its identity, is coming to say that until the Bailam actually received their kapara, although it has been designated to become an oila, because we know you're going to bring the second one, still the asham cannot be used as an oila and does not have a din of an oila until the change has actually taken place. The change actually takes place when you bring the kapara al yudei, the second one. The Rebbeinu Tam is the second teretz in Tosfos, and he holds the exact opposite. He holds that the gzeiras hakosev of who, Bava Yossi Yehei, means that its identity has already been changed now, even before it was minutag l'ri'iyah, and Bava Yossi Yehei means the havyasi of later. The fact that eventually, al yidei its mum, it's going to be sold and brought as an oila, tells us even now, Bava Yossi Yehei, the Bava Yossi of later, already exists now, that it has a din of an oila, and if you were to shecht it now as an oila, it would have a shem oila. Rashi in Zvachim clearly learns like the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, not like either of these two Pshatim in Tosfos. The Pshat in the Gemara is that Asham Hu, Bava Yossi Yehei, remains an Asham and it does not get the identity change until you actually are Menatik Elori'iyah. That's Rashi. Heyum Abeis, Debar Maschil Nitik In. So to answer the kasha that Tosfos asks from our Gemara, the Ramban says that Rashi obviously holds that there's a machlokes sugis. The sugya in Zvachim holds that this din is learnt out from a pasuk, and the sugya by us holds that it is only a gzeira derabbanan. The Ramban is actually in Shvuas that Yud Beis Mebeis Dibra Maschel Va'amai. The Gemara asks a kasha on Rav. Rav's chiddush was that any asham that was nitig l'ri'iyah, if you shechted it stam, it's kosher l'oila, because since we know its ultimate purpose is that it's now going to be geshechted as an oila, because you're going to sell the asham as soon as it gets a mum, and then buy an oila with the money. So since its ultimate purpose is to become an oila, it already has a shem oila. So if you shechted stam, it's kosher l'oila. That was Rav's chiddush. And the Gemara says, you see that Rav holds loy bo'i akira. You do not need to be oiker it in order for it to exist now as an oila. The Gemara asks a kasha on Rav from a brisa that was said on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about a scenario in which somebody shechted a carbon pesach, and then it was noida, he found out that the Bailam, prior to his shechting the carbon pesach, the Bailam withdrew their membership from the chabura, so there's now no longer a Bailam that he's shechting for. Or the Bailam died, or they became tamei. So the Mishnah is Mechadish that he's potter from Mechatis because he shechted Breshus. He had no way of knowing that this was all happening. The Braisa says on this Mishnah that Bechoil Kihai Gavna, if this thing would transpire on a weekday, then you would have to burn the Pesach. The Gemara says, why is it that you need to burn the Pesach? We know there are two ways of dealing with Kodshim that become Pusel. Whenever something is Pusel, Begufay, like Pigol, Noiser, Tomei, etc., you have to burn that carbon. It's the psuloi begufay is yisarif miyad. However, if it's not psuloi begufay, it's not like the basar itself has a reason to be pasul. Rather, it's a psul because of a side thing, like the dam got spilled, so you can't be zorik the dam. Or like in the case of a carbon pesach, that the bailam died, you don't have oichlim, and therefore you don't have a kosher carbon pesach. There's nobody to eat it. In those cases, we don't say that it's nisraf. Rather, you have to wait. You wait until it's to uber tsurasa, you have to wait until it loses the tsuras basar. Rashi explains that since it's not psuli chomer kolkach, you do not burn it bibizoyin, rather you wait until it has a psulina, and then when it gets psulina, it's going to be psuli begufay, so then you'll burn it. So the question is that in the case of our Mishnah, when the Bailam were moishchin yadeim, why would you burn the carbon pesach right away? That should be called psuli machmas davar acher. So the Gemara says this really depends on the same discussion that we had with regards to Shita's Rav about an Asham. Rav's Shita was that when something eventually is going to become a certain carbon, right now it doesn't need Akira to get the shame of that carbon. Similarly, a carbon Pesach, which we know when it loses Bailim, is now supposed to be brought as a Shlomim. So according to Rav, the din is that you do not need Akira. Just like by an Asham, you don't need Akira. You don't have to specifically say that you're shechting it l'shem shlomim, because it is a shlomim, since that is what its ultimate tachlis is right now. Now, if it is a shlomim, the Gemara explains that the only psul that there could possibly be is the fact that it was nishchat after the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, because we know, of course, you're going to be shechting this carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, like you do every carbon Pesach. If it is a shlomim, then its psul is called psul machmas davar acher. The psul is based on the fact that you shechted it after the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, in which case you would not burn it. You would do what's called tu'uber tzurasa. Masha'en kein, if Rav is wrong, and you do need akira, So even though its tachlis is to become a shlamim, but right now until you're oikar it, it remains a Pesach, then we understand the Braisa, because then it remains a carbon Pesach, and it's a carbon Pesach without a bailum. That's called psuloi machmes gufoi. So because of this raya, the Gemara totally changes around Rav, and says that Rav's memory really was the exact opposite. It wasn't that if you shecht it stam, then it's kosher, which means that you don't need akira. Rather, if you shecht it l'shem oila, it's kosher. Alma deboy akira. Now, from the Shachvatari in our Gemara, it's muchach that if somebody were to shecht a carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, that carbon is pasul. It's true that it's clear from the Gemara that that's only called psuloi machmas davar acher, not psuloi machmas gufoi, but it says that it's pasul. Now, Tosfos in a few places in Shas has a discussion as to whether this is true, whether when you're over the aseid hashlama, the din that you're not allowed to bring a carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, whether that passes the carbon or not. Or for that matter, if you bring a carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, the same question Tosfos asks. In Yuma Daf Chav Tesamid Aleph, Tosfos over there is medayik from the Gemara that this would not passel the carbon. Because it's mashma from the Gemara that we only passel carbonis when they're done in the Laila because they were done in the night. And Tosfos says, why would you need to passel because it was done in the night? Typically, that it's possible because it was brought before the Tamid. And similarly, Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Beis, which says that Shlomim Sheshachtin Kodim Psichas Tlosses Ahechel Psulim because of a special pasuk. Why do you need a special pasuk to say that before they open the doors of the Hechel, the carbon is passel? Typically, because it was Shechta before the Tamid. And Tosfos always equates the din of shechting before the Tamid Shel Shachar with the din of shechting after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So Tosfos says, the reason why you need a pasuk to tell me these cases that the carbon is pasul is because the din of bringing it before or after the carbon Tamid would not pasul the carbon. It's only halacha l'mitzvah and it's not la'akiv. And Tosfos over there asks from our Gemara, how could you say that it's only l'mitzvah? The Gemara over here says that it's called psuloi machmes davar acher, but it's still considered pasul, and you would need ibur tzurasa. Tosfos answers that lo'olam the din of bringing after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is only lemitzvah. B'di'evet, if you brought it, the carbon is kosher. But since you are not allowed to be makter the emurim of this carbon, and the halacha is that if you're not makter the emurim, you're not allowed to eat the basar, memelo the basar already needs ibur tzurasa. Because ultimately, you're not going to be able to eat the basar. However, Tosfos offers an alternative teretz, and Tosfos earlier in Psachim Daf Nun Chesem Beis gives the same teretz, and that is that even though midaraisa meikar adin the carbon is kosher, however, the rabbanon passled it, and they bring a tesefta to that effect. That tesefta says the lashon that it's psulin. You can't say that psulin means that it is only a mitzvah. It's for sure, it means that it's an ikov, that the carbon is pasul. You can't say that the carbon is pasul midai raisa, because of all the raisa that Tosfos brings, that meikar adin, it's kosher, but you could say that it's pasul midrabanan. So according to Tosfos, we have two options, either to say that there's a psul drabanan, or to say that meikar adin, it's kosher, and even though the rabbanan didn't come and pasul it, however, legabi the basar, since the emurin can't be brought, so you are not allowed to eat the basar, and therefore it needs ibur tzura. The Rambam Shita says the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Tmidin Umusaf in Perek Aleph of Halacha Gimel is that it's kosher. He doesn't say that it's pasul. He doesn't say by Tamid Shel Shachar, not by Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, not midrabanan, not midaraisa. There is no psul. The rabbanan didn't come along and pasul it. Like the pashtus of the Gemara in Menachas that tells us in Medayik that it's only the mitzvah ba'alma that you have to bring it before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And therefore he concludes that the Tesefta is the loike hilchasa. The Tesefta says that it's pasul. The Chazanish in Menachas Simen Lamed Gimel, Sivkot and Vav, brings that the sugya in Menachas is so strongly mashma that there is no psul when you bring a carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, that he says that the best thing would be to be magia, the Tesefta, instead of saying pasul, say ksheira. However, everybody has to agree that from our sugya, it's mashma that the carbon would become pasul if it's brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, which means that, at least according to the Chazon Ish, there is a fundamental difference between the isser to bring a carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar and the isser to bring a carbon after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. When you bring a carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, it's kosher. When you bring a carbon after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, according to our sugya, it's pasul. And the hesber in that may be that there's a difference between the limud that teaches us that you can't bring a carbon before the tamid shel shachar and the din that tells you you can't bring a carbon after the tamid shel ben arba'im. The din that you're not allowed to bring a carbon before the tamid shel shachar is learned after the pasuk ha'oila, oila rishayna, which tells me that the tamid shel shachar is supposed to be the first oila. It's a din in the tamid shel shachar. It's a din kedima. It's supposed to be the first carbon. If you violate that din, you're not doing anything wrong with the carbon that you bring. Rather, you're just messing up the seder. Masha'en kain, the din that you're not allowed to bring a carbon after the tamid shel ben arba'im is learnt out from v'ektir aleha chelvei hashlamim aleha hashlam kol hakarbonos kula, which is a statement about all the other carbonos. Aleha hashlam kol hakarbonos kula means that there's a requirement that all carbonos have a deadline. They're not allowed to be brought after a certain point, after the tamid shel ben arba'im is brought. Memela, we could say that even though in our sugya is mavur that there is a psul when you bring the carbon after tamid shel ben arba'im, that doesn't pose a stira to what the Chazon Ish says is mavur in the sugya menachas, that there's not even a psul derabanan when you bring a carbon before the tamid shel shachar, because there are two types of dinim. One is a din kedima in the tamid, and the other is a din about the other carbonis. And it would make sense to say that even if it's a psul derabanan, the rabanan pasul something which the Torah told you is wrong about the carbon. Even if the Torah said it's only the mitzvah, but what did the Torah say? Aleha hashem kol karbonos kulam. There's a deadline for karbonos, so the rabbanon come along and say, since you're violating the deadline in the carbon, so therefore we're going to come and passel it. Masha'en kain, bringing a carbon for the tamid shel shachar, since the Torah didn't really tell you that there's something wrong with the carbon that's being brought before the tamid shel shachar, it said a special dimension in the tamid shel shachar that it has to be the first carbon, and there's a din kedima. When you bring another carbon, you're not doing something that the Torah defined as wrong with the carbon. You're doing something, you're being misaveh, you're causing that the carbon tamid shel shachar doesn't have a certain dimension that it was supposed to have, but not that there's something wrong with the carbon. So therefore the Rabbana didn't see fit to passel the carbon. In the Maskana, the Gemara goes back to saying that the memra of Rav really was that you do not need an akira by an asham, meaning that when you shechted the asham stam, then it's kosher because it is eventually going to become an oila, and therefore the same thing would hold true by a pesach, like the Gemara was asking before, that when the bailam were mashchu yideihem, it automatically turns into a shlomim, and it's not a pesach. So what's the teretz of the kasha we asked in the Braisa? If it is a shlomim, and it's not a pesach, then why do we say in the Braisa, Yisarif miyad, which was what the Gemara asked before. According to the Tzad, that it's a Pesach, we understand why you burn it, because it's a Pesach that is psulei begufay. But if it's a shlamim, then the only problem is that you're shechting it after the tamid shel ben arba'im. The Gemara answers that we're going according to the shita of Yosi ben Chainoi. Yosef ben Chainoi holds that any carbon that was shechted l'shem Pesach and l'shem Chatas is pasul. Just like when you shecht a Chatas and a Pesach l'shem a different carbon, it passels the carbon. Yosef ben Chainoi holds that if you shecht a different carbon, l'shem Pesach and l'shem Chatas, it passels the carbon. And therefore, over here, it's really a shlamim. You shechted it l'shem Pesach because you didn't realize that the Bailam were mashku yedehem, and therefore it's called psuloi begufay. So according to this maskana, we say loy boy akira. You don't have to go and be oiker the asham from being an asham, making it an oila, it automatically is an oila, and so too with a pesach, you don't need an akira, it automatically is a shlomim, because eventually it's going to become a shlomim. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulim Makdashim Perek Dalal Rachates Vav paskins like the earlier teretz in the Gemara, which is that boy akira. The lashon of the Rambam is kol asham shenitag l'ri'iyah im hikrivay oila kasher. As soon as you have nitag l'ri'iyah, if you're a makrovit as an oila, then it's kasher, which is mashba that if you're a makrovit stam, it's not kasher, which is like the teretz in the Gemara that said that you have to be makrovit dafka as an oila, but if you're to be makrovit stam, it wouldn't be kasher, which goes with the tzad in the Gemara that it's boy akira. So the Lech Mishnah asks that this teretz that the Gemara gave was not Kaimel Maskana, and we should go like the Gemara says at the end, that we're going Dafka according to Yosef ben Chainoi, who holds that you don't need Akira. The Tzlach gives a beautiful teretz to Bimiyashiv the Rambam. He says, really there's a problem with the Gemara's teretz when the Gemara says that we're going according to Yosef ben Chainoi, because according to him, what's happening is that the carbon automatically turned into a shlamim, and the reason why it's psulei begufay is because the person didn't know that the bailam was mashchu yedehem. So it comes out that he's shechting a shlamim l'shem pesach, because he doesn't realize that he's supposed to be shechting this l'shem shlamim. Says the Tzlach, this should be dependent on the shiloh that was raised in the Gemara, and daf ayin bezim et aleph, whether akira betois have yakira or not. There's a machloikis, which we saw over there, that the Gemara brings down from the Sugya Menaches and Daf Mem Tes, whether a person who did not intentionally go and be oiker the din of a carbon, he didn't realize that it was the wrong carbon. He thought that it was shechting the right carbon, and he shechted it l'shem that carbon, and it turns out that it was a different carbon. That's called akira b'toyz. The Gemara said that this machlokes whether akira b'toyz have yakira or not. So the teretz that the Gemara is giving to make the braisa go like Yosef ben Chainoi has to be only according to the Man Yomar that Akira b'toyz havya Akira. The Shita Sarambam though is that Akira b'toyz loy havya Akira. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Psuli Amukdoshim, Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says Mefurish v'chein achatas v'pesach shason b'machsheves shinui Hashem b'toos ksheirim she'akira b'toos eino Akira. So the Rambam says that Tzlach is Lushitosi. Since he paskins that Akira b'toyz loy havya Akira, it comes out that the teretz that the Gemara gave would not work. And therefore the Rambam would rather learn like the other teretz in the Gemara that lo'olam rav shita is boy Akira, and the pshat in the Braisa that says Yisarif miyad is because it is indeed a carbon Pesach, and it's a Pesach that was nishchet shaloy lemnuyav, and it's called psuli begufay, and that's why you burn it right away. This is also meduyik in the Rambam in Hilchas Carbon Pesach, Perek Dalid Halacha Gimel. The Rambam over there says that if the Bailam were nitmu, or they were moishiches yedehem, even if that happened before this Riksa Dam, it says Manichin Oisei Ad Shetuber Tzurasev Achach Yisarif Zeh Klal Kol Shepsuloi Begufa Yisarif Miyad Bedamoi Bebailam Tuber Tzurasev Achach Yisarif. Like our Gemara says, Lefikach says the Rambam Im Shachtoi Achar Shenoida Shemashcha Bailam Sidehem. If you shechted it after you already knew that there were Mashchus Yedehem, Oy Meisu Oy Nitmu Venitchol Pesach Sheni Harisi Yisarif Miyad. The reason for this Rambam is because in that case it's not an Akira Betos. It's only in the case where it was Akira b'toyz that the Rambam holds that it's called a psul machmas davar acher, but the moment that it's a Akira not b'toyz and Akira mirotzin, then it's psula begufay, and the halacha is yisarif miyad. So the Rambam is very meduyik.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.